Hey Dan, we're too broke to afford this dorm room. Am I right? Like, we should use all of our money to go to Yosemite National Park. We can live in the wilderness and live like our ancestors. That is way better than college.
For real.
We can even go hiking and river rafting. We can also find the murder place of the Yosemite murder.
Man, I want to go live in the wilderness. I would like to live in a cave.
A cave is also in the wilderness, stupid. Can we bring cheese, though?
Fine, we can live in a cave, Dan. We can bring Cheese Stan, and I'll go rob a bank.
Yeah, let's go rob a bank.
At the bank.
Okay, let's go. Good thing we didn't invite Stan. He ruins everything.
Yeah.
After the robin. How did you guys get all the money for this trip?
By beating Gordon Ramsay in a cooking contest.
That's so slay. Anyway, let's go on this trip.
Later that day.
Here we are, Yosemite National Park, finally in the California's Sierra Nevada Mountains. We can live like our ancestors. I can't believe that Yosemite is one of America's most popular national parks. It's such a cool place. The valley lies at a 4,000-foot elevation in the heart of the park. We will be able to see it from our campout.
That's pretty cool. Also, in 1864, Congress gave Yosemite Valley to California for use as a public park and recreational area.
Stop being a nerd, Stan.
I'm not a nerd. I'm just studying information. Anyways, more than 150 species of birds and 100 other species of animals live in the forests and mountains of Yosemite. The first people to live in Yosemite National Park were the Miwok tribe.
More useless information.
Bro,
Nice.
stop fighting. Anyway, we can go on six hiking trails that don't require a permit. We can hike them all and more. Somewhere on the Mist Trail, we aren't supposed to go in the water because of the current. But this is our domain now. We can do anything we want. Then we have the North Dome, where you'll have a good view of multiple popular areas.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great, except for the fact we need to avoid security.
Wow, you actually did something, Duran.
I know, right?
After hiking.
That
That
sucked!
sucked.
My legs are so tired. It was a horrible idea to do this in the winter. It's so cold.
Speaking of winter, let's go to the Badger Pass ski area. It's located 20 miles from Yosemite Valley, where we will be camping. It is off Glacier Point Road. It is the oldest ski resort in California. The Badger Pass is very easy for experts, but it is a terrific beginner slope. We will be pros by the end of the winter.
Idea, Dan. Except for the fact we have to walk 20 miles to get
In
there.
the Badger Pass, there is also snow tubing, snowshoeing, and cross-country skiing.
That's a great idea, Dan. You actually using your brain for once.
Hey.
After
After
the
the Badger
Badger
Pass.
Pass. That was stupid. I got frostbite on my ankles.
For real, I got frostbite too. Anyway, let's continue the adventure. River rafting is very fun in the Merced River. The Merced River is twists through Yosemite Valley and offers two kinds of river rafting experience: mellow and exciting.
Slide.
Mellow river rafting at the Curry Village. You can rent a four-person raft to paddle down the Merced River, even if we can rent it because we don't have any cash. Anyway.
I've gone river rafting at Yosemite Park, and it was pretty cool.
I hated going river rafting at Yosemite Park because I was afraid that I'd get attacked by a crane.
Yeah, and also Exciter River Rafting, where the Merced River exits Yosemite Park through Class 3 and 4 rapids next to Highway 140. Four good rafting companies over 1.5 days in a full trip are the Oars Zephyr, RARTA, and Whitewater Voyages. Oars and Zephyr offer overnight trips that with wi very wild rafting on the Tuolumne River.
Wow, Dre, you actually did research?
Shut up, I'll punch you.
Wait, stop fighting. Anyways, one of the best places to eat near Yosemite National Park is the Mountain Room.
It's a great place to roast marshmallows over the fire, too.
The Mountain Room is an amazing view of Yosemite Valley. It is a perfect place to have a bite to eat with a high 4.2 star rating. This steakhouse is an amazing restaurant. There is also seafood pasta dishes and a full bar. It even has a fireplace if you are cold after rafting.
Some of the largest organisms of all time are the giant sea claws. Some facts before the real stuff. The murderer, Carrie Stanier, was the Yosemite murderer of 1999. He was the killer of four victims in the area. Carol Evans Stun, Sylvian Palesso, Julia Stun, and Joey Ruth Armstrong.
Yeah, and also Stanier was born on August 13, 1961. When Stanier was three, he was diagnosed with trichotillomania. With trichotillomania, which is where you have compulsive rip out your hair, which can lead to social isolation, which can cause unwilling feelings for other lives. And Stanier was hired as a handyman for the Cedar Lodge Motel. He met all of his victims right there at the motel between February and July 1999. He killed at least two women and two teenagers. They may have been more unfound bodies at Yosemite Park in the hands of Carrie Stanier.
Dayton, Jan, you really dug into the murder research. Yosemite National Park is North America's highest waterfall, Yosemite Falls. Many cool things like
Didn't know you were the nerd now, Dan!
Anyway, the Ahwahnee Dinner Room and Bar is one of the most famed places to eat around Yosemite National Park. With its nice chill feel and a nice place to relax, it's a huge lob cabin with towering ceiling and has a nice old-school vibe.
Didn't love the dead moose in the corner.
Stan, I'll gently place my fist into your stomach if you don't shut it.
You're upsetting spaghetti.
Reservations are required with every visit. You can choose outdoor or inside seating, and it has a fireplace. With a great atmosphere, it is the perfect place to go after your Yosemite adventures. I'm the smartest one here.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm the smartest one.
Oh, okay, bud. Anyway, I hope to see you at our next Yosemite adventure.
Yeah, but I'm the smartest.